From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Since April 18th, there have been 54 shootings in the city of Chicago. 15 people have died. Many of the murders were gang-related. 19 of the shootings happened on one night. So what's the cause and how can Chicago stop the flow of blood in the streets? In a few minutes, we'll talk to two anti-violence advocates about their work in the city. But first, Dawn Turner Trice. She's a columnist for the Chicago Tribune, and thank you for coming on.
Hello, Mariah.
So what are the reasons behind the surge of violence?
Well, one of the reasons is that in Chicago, just as other big cities around the country, there's something that happens when the weather starts to get warmer. You have these knuckleheads who are coming out of the woodwork, and they just start to really scuffle for turf. We've got some public housing issues going on here. Our plan for transformation, in which we had some gang boundaries inadvertently moved around as people were moved out of the housing projects. And so that's another reason why we're still trying to deal with that, trying to figure out where people belong and trying to find a way to make sure that the turfs aren't overlapping. So we've got that. And we also, there's a group called Ceasefire, and I can't talk enough about them. It's an anti-gang program that got caught up in a state budget fight, and it's got a wonderful proven record of success, and you can literally chart the increase in crime as their funding, as this group's funding was decreased by the state, and they had to cut staffers. These are people who were on the ground and working with gangbangers to what they call interrupt the violence. A lot of the people who were on Ceasefire staff were themselves former gang members.
Well, let me jump in here because we're actually going to have T.O. Hardiman of Ceasefire on a little bit later in the segment with you. So I will definitely get into that topic of how their work has helped the city and the jeopardy that the program is in. But let me ask you this. On the city level, on the state level, on the federal level, who's trying to address this problem? I know that Illinois Senators Barack Obama and Dick Durbin are asking the Justice Department to add Chicago into the agency's anti-gang initiative. What about on the city level as well?
Well, the city level, the mayor over the weekend held this forum so that people could get together and talk about the violence. And I think that we continue to go back to a lot of the traditional ways of dealing with this, and it's the marching. I mean, there's so many people who come out after there's a shooting, especially when a child is shot. And so you get the community galvanized to say, you know, stop the violence. So on one level, we have that. We've got on the state level, there's a bill that I'm sure Teal will talk to you about where Ceasefire's funding is, there are some members who are trying to reinstate the funding, and not just the $6 million that was cut from the program, but $12 million, at $6 million more. I think there are people who are trying to do something, but a lot of it just feels like it's surface, kind of a Band-Aid approach, as opposed to really getting in there and figuring out how do you get beyond the surface and get to a lot of the people who are involved in the violence and get to some of the issues behind that, as opposed to, I mean, you have to definitely got to deal with gun control, and there's a huge effort to that end. You've got to deal with putting people where they belong once they've committed a crime. But there's something on the front end that I don't think that we're as engaged in.
Dawn, can you stay with us while we speak to T.O. Hardiman and the alderman, Robert Fioretti?
Yes.
Okay, Grant, that's fabulous. I want to bring in Chicago Alderman Robert Fioretti, who has seen some of the violence flare up in his ward, and T.O. Hardiman, Director of Mediation Services with the anti-violence group Ceasefire. Now, welcome to both of you. And T.O., you heard Dawn essentially singing the praises of your group, but also saying that it's in financial jeopardy. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, what's going on now down here in the state of Illinois? There's a House Bill 4170. State Representative Susana Mendoza she's trying to push that particular bill to double the funding for Ceasefire. We lost our state funding fiscal year 07, and we didn't get any funding for fiscal year 08 as well. So we're trying to make sure we're in the state budget in fiscal year 09. Okay, and that's the status of it right now. Our relationships with the Senate. The relationships are not so strong right now, so we're trying to get people to talk to the senators to actually get them to support the bill.
At this point, how has your program changed because of the budget cuts? What are you still able to do?
Well, we still do some violence interrupted work as a result of the violence interrupters. We have about 18 violence interrupters on staff now, and we've mediated about 44 conflicts since January 1st to the end of March that could have led to shootings or homicides. And we're still organizing the community at night. What we've done is we shift our focus with faith-based leaders and community residents to go out during the peak hours, like from 6 to 12 midnight, to hang out in those communities and begin to dialogue with the young men that are most prone to commit acts of violence and try to talk them down before they shoot somebody. That's what's most important. And in 2007, we mediated 448 conflicts that could have led to a shooting or a homicide. And I must admit that Ceasefire cannot do it all alone, you know, but we work with everybody out there. But there's a lot of work we do as far as the grassroots intervention work that Don Turner Trice was talking about, getting in on the inside. We have violence interrupters and outreach workers, and we lost our funding. We used to have about 75 outreach workers on the streets and 40 violence interrupters. And before Ceasefire funding was cut, January through August of 07, there were 159 less shootings. When our funding got cut, September through December, there were 102 more shootings in Chicago.
Let me get Alderman Fioretti in here. Are you and other people on the city level looking at trying to work with groups like T.O. Hardeman Ceasefire to try to, you know, negotiate some funds from, you know, higher levels of government? That's my first question.
Well, I think the answer is yes. I mean, Ceasefire has served a very significant role in terms of what it does, what the group does, and how they come into the community and crack down and make sure that people start talking to each other. But I think we really got to look at what's happening here at the overall system. You know, we've got a breakdown in terms of Dawn started talking about how we've had a lot of gun issues. We all I think are in favor of sensible gun legislation. We just can't keep the flow of guns coming in to our communities, our city. Since 1983, we've had on the books it's illegal to have guns in the city of Chicago, and that has not stopped the violence. I mean, I think we need people to start taking respect and looking at the respect for human life and looking at respect for each other. And how do we have that? I mean, we have to create role models. And I'm not talking about sports figures because they're fleeting. I'm not talking about rap stars or movie stars or any of those type of people. But we need, as we did after the shooting at Crane, we started having the parents and ministers and grandparents and guardians being involved and walking their kids to the school
to
the transportation sites.
Let me just back you up. You mentioned the shooting at Crane, but not everyone will be familiar with that. Tell us about that shooting very briefly, but also about Operation Safe Passage, which you helped create.
Well, we had actually the school is in my ward. The alleged shooter lives in the ward, and the victim lived in the ward. And it happened on March 7th. It was a Friday afternoon they had a scuffle over something. And apparently there were some scuffles going over on some other issues. By Tuesday, we had most of the community mobilize, and Crane High School takes kids from all around the city. And we created a collaboration with the ministers. Ceasefire was there. Other groups were there. And community activists to make sure that we were getting our kids, because we had a fall off too of kids going to school because they were frightened. They did not want to go back to school. The following Sunday, I knocked down 113 doors in one of the communities where the alleged community of the alleged shooter to make sure that their kids were going back to school. We had 113 homes there. You know, it was, and it still is going. It's ongoing. We meet at 7 o'clock in the morning. We walk the kids to the bus stop with the cooperation of the Chicago Transit Authority and the Chicago Police. They're at those corners, and we make sure the kids get on the bus, they get to school, and the same thing after school.
Don, when you look at this from the perspective of someone who's in the news industry, how does this compare to other flare-ups in Chicago's past?
Well, I mean, what we're doing, we are reporting these a lot more, and I think that that's wonderful because all of this needs to be kind of brought to light. But when we talk about the 25 Chicago public school kids who have been killed since the beginning of the school year, there's another group of kids who we haven't even heard about because they're not and they're not students. They've dropped out for whatever reason, and they're not even on the radar. And I think that that's something that's also very important to note, that there, you know, this sounds big, but it just doesn't, we still don't have an accurate, I don't think, scope of the problem.
Tio, when you look at this, despite the budget crunches that you've had, what is it, you know, we just heard from the alderman what he thinks people need to do in terms of creating a more positive self-image and role modeling. What besides the actual mediations can you do to try to change people's minds about their value in the world and how they live?
Well, no, you have to have credible messengers that can go in and meet the guys where they are and join their world and bring them into your world eventually. Like the outreach workers, what their job is to help the guys find employment, get the guys back in school, and get them back on the right track. That's one way you can change the mindset. But I applaud the work that the alderman is doing, because what happened is that while they created the safe passage, what we've been doing on behalf of Ceasefire is we've been meeting with the guys from the gangs, the five different gangs in that area, trying to dialogue with them and make them more aware of the fact that there are some severe consequences to acting out on violence. You know, the penitentiaries in the state of Illinois, they're on lockdown now, so these young guys don't know about consequences. And when I talk about a lockdown, these guys will be locked up for 23 hours a day in a cell, the size 6x9 foot cell for the next 30 years. So we do the best we can to just have multiple people going out talking to them from the professional community, the outreach workers, the violence interrupters, and try to guide these young men. They really need guidance. You have a lot of emotionally disturbed young people out here, and a lot of the shootings could have been prevented on the front end if they had the right conflict resolution training to take place on these blocks. And what I proposed to Mayor Daley last week at the summit that he convened was to train community residents, get 10 men off every block in these hot areas, and train them in the field of conflict resolution services.
Well, Tio,
yes,
we have to stop here. It sounds like you've got big plans, and I appreciate you sharing them with us. Also, Alderman Fioretti and Dawn Turner Trice, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We were talking to Dawn Turner Trice, columnist for the Chicago Tribune, Chicago resident and alderman Robert Fioretti, and Tio Hardiman, director of mediation services with Ceasefire. Coming up, we've got Africa Update.